A new initiative is set to launch in the local area that allows people to combine getting fit with helping out those who may need support in the local community. Good Gym is set to launch in Harrogate, having already proven popular in York, and sees runners and walkers do physical tasks for community organisations to support isolated older and disabled people with tasks they may not be able to do on their own. We spoke to the founders of Good Gym Harrogate, who are now working closely with North Yorkshire Sport as they look to get the concept up and running in the local area.
Richard Webb, Good Gym Harrogate co-founder and director of Health and Adult Services at North Yorkshire County Council.
Karen Weaver, also a Good Gym founder and chief exec at Harrogate and Ripon Centres for Voluntary Service.
Robin Lavin, also a Good Gym co-founder and North Yorkshire Sport workforce development manager.
So Good Gym is a charity, it's a national charity, and it's got a different take on actually getting people fit and active. So it's about involving people in a physical activity like running or walking, but also doing something good within their local community. So maybe it's being part of a community project, or it's visiting someone who might be quite lonely and isolated, clearing a garden, doing some shopping. So it combines that kind of, you know, doing something for yourself in terms of getting fit and doing something with others. So it's mainly been in London so far, but it's spreading across the country. There's quite a flourishing group in York already. Pleased to say that Harrogate's beating Leeds in the race to have one in this part of Yorkshire. And it started over social media. So there was a Twitter conversation between various of us a few months back. And before we knew it, we had 50 people signed up. You have to get 100 people at least to get started. We've now got 140. So we're looking to launch hopefully in the spring. And we've got an open meeting coming up fairly soon in Harrogate to talk about it a bit more. So we're trying to raise awareness as much as we can about what Good Gym's about, how people can get involved. We want people to be involved, whether they are potential runners or walkers, or if their business is interested in partnering with us. Any sponsorship would be particularly welcome. So we've got to raise £35,000 over 3 years to get this up and running. So we're keen to, you know, welcome people far and wide from across Harrogate to get involved.
Not only is it good for kind of older people wanting to get a bit fitter, York's seen a lot of younger people get involved as well. You know, they're new to the area, they just want to kind of meet like-minded people.
So one of the reasons that we're really excited about this is because we, through our work at Harrogate and Ripon Centres for Voluntary Service, are aware of people who are possibly lonely, isolated, don't see anybody from 1 week to the next. They've maybe got an overgrown garden, they've got some DIY task that they can't tackle. And that's the sort of things that the Good Gym project is really helping to happen. So it's kind of taking these people who want to get fit, get out in the community and do some exercise, and then matching them up with people who could benefit from just a bit of extra support. You know, somebody explained that at the point where they were matched up with an older person and they were that person's only visitor in a week, that really motivates you. You know, if you might be thinking, oh, I can't be bothered going for a run this week, actually to think that, well, if I don't go for a run, this person isn't going to see anybody, actually that works so well as a motivating factor. So it's just quite inspiring really when it works, and that's what we're trying to get off the ground in this area, because we know, you know, for all that the Harrogate area is a nice place to live, there are people who are lonely and there are people who struggle, and then there are also groups and projects in the community that could benefit as well. So at the moment, we're in the founding stage. So at the moment, we're recruiting runners, and runners who are interested can sign up through the Good Gym national website. In terms of tasks and people needing support, that's a little bit further down the line.
Okay.
We have to get the Good Gym in Harrogate set up first, with ourselves as founders and then the runners and the money in place to then begin the work of actually coordinating tasks and runners and so on. So there's a bit of a lead into that. So we're not ready yet to accept requests for help, but hopefully we will be within the next 3 to 6 months, really.
And this is about being inclusive. So it's about people with all abilities, you know, and it can be walking. It doesn't have to be, you know, elite athletes. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I can speak for myself. I'm not an elite athlete, but, you know, the other guys may be, but...
Yeah.
It's a completely different offer to the, you know, the standard couch to 5K or just get involved in running. Yes, it does involve physical activity, and it is about kind of increasing your physical activity, getting you more active and physically more healthy. But, you know, it's about doing good in the community. It's those mental health benefits to not only kind of you and socialising, making more friends, but also to the individuals that you're kind of really making a difference in their lives.
A massive thank you to David, Karen and Robin for taking the time to talk to us. And although it's still early days for Good Gym in Harrogate, the concept is already getting attention from people looking to get involved. If you want to find out more about how the charity is helping people and what areas they work in, you can head to www.goodgym.org. Although Good Gym Harrogate isn't quite ready to launch just yet, if you're aware of anyone who may be vulnerable and in need of help with gardening, decorating or basic repair, you can visit the Help at Home website at www.helpharrogate.org.uk.